Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. So we thought that today we would dedicate our podcast to Luke Perry.
Since a good part of your upbringing was watching 90210.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was an awesome series. I mean, I didn't watch it like regularly and faithfully, but I did watch it.
I heard
it.
You went to a few 90210 parties.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, we're not going to go into that right now.
Yeah, you were pretty heartbroken on Monday.
I was so sad.
Yeah.
I was so, I mean, he's so young, 52 years old. And, you know, I think that it definitely caught everyone's attention, not only because it was Luke Perry and you know, he was definitely an American heartthrob, but because he was so young, and to think that he died of a massive stroke. You know, nobody expects to die of a massive stroke. Nobody even considers that such a young person is going to have a stroke.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think it would be normal for to know an elderly person, you know, right, that they have strokes, but not necessarily someone younger.
Exactly. So I think that it's definitely a great opportunity to, you know, to talk about it and to put it out there that anyone can have a stroke. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, 10% of strokes do occur in people under the age of 45.
Yeah, and as I was researching it, even children can have strokes. Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, why don't you talk about what a stroke is, and then we'll talk about why it's possible
a stroke is basically where there's a lack of blood supply to a certain part of the brain.
Right.
Okay. You know, and actually, let me back up. The most common kind of stroke is called an ischemic stroke, which basically is where there's blockage to a certain part of the brain, you know, blockage of blood flow. And usually it occurs because there's been plaque, you know, like fat, like cholesterol plaque that builds up in that blood vessel. And over time, you know, it becomes obstructed and you can get a clot. You can get a clot that develops there and can cause a major stroke. But you can also have a hemorrhagic stroke, which is where a blood vessel bursts and you literally bleed into that mm-hmm. part of your brain. Mm-hmm. But the most common stroke is an ischemic stroke. I'm not sure what kind of stroke Luke Perry had. I mean, they haven't...
Yeah, we've been researching it over the last week, but they haven't really said.
Yeah, that I know of. They haven't released that information. So I'm not, you know, who knows what he had, but he obviously deteriorated pretty quickly.
Right.
You know, and so it's, I mean, very tragic, very sad, but a very real thing mm-hmm. that can happen. And, you know, it's funny how we go about our lives and... You know, we're not thinking about, oh, you know, I could die of this, I could die of that. I mean, at least it's not healthy to be pondering mm-hmm. your death constantly and how you're going to die, you know. But we go about our lives eating whatever we want, mm-hmm. you know, not
drinking
exercising,
whatever
drinking whatever mm-hmm. we want, and not really thinking, you know, how that's going to affect me. And, you know, and... The reality is that all of those things over time do affect you, okay? I mean, you know, risk factors for stroke include diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, tobacco use, smoking, all of those things that are very common in our population, in the American population. And those are risk factors. They are very, very clear-cut risk factors, and you know, what leads to diabetes, what leads to high blood pressure, what leads to elevated cholesterol. It's a mix of stuff, okay? But it's our diet, it's our lack of exercise, it's our stress.
Yeah.
It's our stress. I mean, there's a lot of things that play into it. It's just, you know, it's hard to quantify, well, your diet plays in 50% and mm-hmm. lack of exercise or smoking. And, you know, it's just really hard to quantify. You know, but all these things play into it. But on this, on the other hand, you also have these catastrophic things that can happen to people who don't have those risk factors.
Yeah, and who are healthy.
And who are healthy.
So I mean, you never know.
Yeah, you hear about people that collapse from a cardiac arrest, going to cardiac arrest. You know, they were out jogging. Mm-hmm. You know, a young person, supposedly healthy, no medical conditions, and they have a cardiac arrest and they're gone.
Yeah.
So, it can happen to anyone. So, yeah. I know there are people that say, hey, you know, it can happen to anyone. I'm just going to live my life the way I want to live it. I'm going to do whatever I want to do because it doesn't matter. I'm going to die of something.
That's right. Yeah. And I told you, I was like, I had this theory because 90210 just came out and said that they were going to do the remake.
Oh, right. Yes. This is Tina's conspiracy theory.
No, I was going to talk about the conspiracy part, but Luke Perry's name wasn't on the list
right.
to do the remake, right? And so I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he was stressed out.
Sure.
You know, over not being called as being part of that. Or you never know, like, what's going on in somebody's
life. Maybe he declined. Nobody knows what happened.
I don't know.
What happens? Yeah, this is my little Sherlock Holmes here.
I don't have enough to think about.
Right.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff I think about.
I know. When she brought that up the other day, I was like, wow, you've really put some thought into this.
Well, because stress, like you said, is a huge factor.
It is. It truly is. Things. You know, stress, lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. Okay, lack of sleep, and I say that because, you know, I right now and at this point in my life, I'm very guilty of that. Actually, when I think back of it, I think I've been waking up at 4:30 since I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
But you know, lack of sleep, stress, and who doesn't have stress? I mean, you hear kids talking about feeling mm-hmm. stressed.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, I mean, whatever you can do to help yourself on a daily basis will help you, mm-hmm. you know, even if it's just a little something. I mean, you know, getting exercise, getting out there, and it doesn't have to be any fancy exercise. Go walk in the cemetery, mm-hmm. you know. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to join a gym. I mean, walking, you know, is one of the best exercises. You know, watching your diet, and it doesn't mean don't enjoy what you're eating. I mean, you could still enjoy what you're eating, but you can try to eat, you know, somewhat healthy for the most part, drinking plenty of fluids, a lot of water. If you've got diabetes, keeping those blood sugars under control. If you've got high cholesterol, getting that under control. And, you know, and then finding ways to deal with your stress. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're going to have stress every day. There's going to be challenges. That's life. You know, just when you solve one issue or address a challenge,
another one is
right behind it. So mm-hmm. that is never going to change. But how we handle it is really the key, mm-hmm. you know? And that's something that is different for everybody. You know, whether you are a spiritual person, if you believe in God or you have another higher power and that's who you go to for, you know, to put your cares on. And I mean, you know, that's one way. I mean, some people do yoga, some people meditate.
Some people like to journal.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people like to do a combination of all those things. But whatever it is that you do to help you with your stress, you know, do it. And do it regularly because we've got stress every day.
Yeah.
And that stress adds up.
Yeah.
And so anyways, you know, those are some things. Now, let's talk about some of the signs of a stroke,
mm-hmm.
okay? Some of the signs of the stroke. And that's the tricky thing with a stroke is that most of the time people don't recognize mm-hmm. some of the signs.
Well, especially if you're a young person.
Yeah, because you're not expecting it.
Yeah, if you're a young person and these symptoms come on, that the first thing you're thinking of is not a stroke,
right?
I mean, typically dizziness, mm-hmm. right, could be happening. You could have part of your side of your face go numb or limp. You can droop. You might start to drool.
Difficulty talking, slurred right. speech, weakness on mm-hmm. one side of your body,
mm-hmm.
weakness on one side of your body, change in vision, blurred vision. You know, those are all signs that you need to be that could be mm-hmm. a sign of, this could be a stroke.
Yeah, and the thing with the stroke is getting to the hospital as soon as possible with when you're having those symptoms is really important, because there's a medicine that they can give you to help stop or alleviate the stroke symptoms. You mm-hmm. want to talk about the medicine?
Yeah. Actually, I do. But before I do that, I just want to give you an acronym. There's an acronym that is called FAST, F-A-S-T, okay? And it stands for face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and the last one, T, time to call 911, okay? You know, and if you think that someone's having a stroke, you know, ask them to smile or raise an arm or to speak in a short sentence, mm-hmm. okay? And if any of those things, you know, if any of that at all, call 911 mm-hmm. immediately, mm-hmm. immediately. So, okay, what did you ask me to do?
Talk about the medicine that they give you when you arrive at the hospital.
So one of the important things with getting someone to the hospital as soon as possible is because if they've determined that they have an ischemic stroke where they have a clot in there, they can give them a medicine that'll help to dissolve the clot.
Right.
But there is
a window
of time in which that medicine has to be given. So that's why the quicker that you can get either yourself or somebody that you think may be having a stroke to the hospital, mm-hmm. the higher the chances that if they do have a clot, that they can be given this medication and that it can increase their chance of survival and of a good recovery.
Or a full recovery.
A full recovery.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, the quicker you get the medicine, the higher the likelihood of full recovery.
Exactly.
And the quicker you can recover, things like that.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So we just wanted to talk a little bit about this because Luke Perry, you know, may he rest in peace, very young, too young, only 52 years old. You know, we don't know any details, so we have no idea about if he had risk factors mm-hmm. or what happened at this point. You know, maybe someday soon we'll get some information. But be aware that it can absolutely occur in a younger person, mm-hmm. okay? None of us is immune to having a stroke, mm-hmm. you know? So if you know that you have risk factors, then work on these risk factors to reverse them, mm-hmm. okay? And save yourself the heartache and potentially the loss of your life, mm-hmm. you know, in having a stroke. And we're just talking about stroke. You know, these risk factors for stroke are the same risk factors for a heart attack,
right?
All right, and the same risk factors for other things, mm-hmm. cancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it. So we're just focusing on stroke because of Luke Perry, but those are risk factors for several other catastrophic illnesses that can happen.
Right.
So, anyways, thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.